This is the only crypto project that is on its way to becoming a household name, just like Bitcoin and Ethereum, and we're going to tell you exactly why this is happening now.
BitTensor is on the verge of reaching critical mass, and once you understand these upcoming catalysts, you'll understand exactly why BitTensor is set to become a top three asset globally.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be providing an update on BitTensor and tell you exactly why, not only is it on the path to becoming a household name like Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Solana, but why BitTensor and Tau could become a top global asset.
Now, before we start this episode, it is important to highlight that we didn't just jump on the BitTensor bandwagon yesterday and pretending like we're experts. We've been following this project for the better portion of almost 2 years now, before anybody was talking about it. Back when it was trading at $38 and, you know, had trading volume, you know, like 700K, all these things. Like, when you went to the website, that's all you saw.
That's right.
You literally just saw this weird picture with a bunch of spider webs looking things on it. So to try to actually understand it before the masses all started to take notice was very challenging because there wasn't much out there. Yep. We had to piece it all together. And we're doing that $38. It's now sitting somewhere around $650, peaked at $700. We've been pounding the table on this project for a very long time. And we've been doing the research day in and day out on this. So we understand, yes, we've been pounding the table at $40, but we're also pounding again at $650 because we believe that this will, in fact, end up being a top three asset globally.
Yeah, every now and then we have to give ourselves a pat on the back for a job well done, right? Like, it is our job here to look through every crypto project, dissect all the information, look at what they're actually doing and building, and present the ones that we think are best to you guys. And we did this with BitTensor over a year and a half ago, and this is the top performing top 100 crypto asset right now. Like, there's no question about it. You look at top gainers, 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days, 9 days, it's BitTensor, right? And you can just see, like, it just seems like critical mass is starting to be hit. You know, a year and a half ago when we were talking about it, no one else was talking about it. Now when you start to go on crypto Twitter, there's a lot of people talking about it. When you start to search on YouTube, BitTensor, it seems like there's a few more videos out there. So one thing before we, you know, get into what is actually the crazy things that are about to happen with BitTensor and why we think this could go from 600 to 6,000, I just want to say, like, this reflects on the research that we do. So when we do talk about new coins that are maybe no one else is talking about and no one understands yet, think about what we did with this project. And when we say we've done the research on other projects, remember BitTensor and remember that we know what we're doing.
So there does feel like there is this weird critical mass thing that is happening here. And again, that's because we're following BitTensor day in and day out. You start to get a feel for it. You're like, okay, this is on the verge of not just remaining at the 600 market level, their $4 billion market cap. This is on the verge of, you know, jumping to the top 10 out of all the projects right now, which would, you know, be another 20X or something from here. But when you start to see Elon Musk liking posts on X that are related to BitTensor, when you start to see the co-founder of YouTube reposting stuff about BitTensor, when you see the CEO and founder of Grayscale following and reposting stuff about BitTensor, I'm not sure it gets any more obvious that, look, something here is about to happen with Tau, with BitTensor, because clearly this project is the behemoth. It is the king of AI, and it sits exactly at the intersection of AI and blockchain technology. This is where the venture capitalists are going. This is this is the next big thing, and we're still early to it, in my opinion.
100% we are. So the first easy-to-see catalyst is one that we spoke about on this show maybe 2 months ago. It's the Grayscale Decentralized AI Fund. Now, when Grayscale came out and said, look, we're launching this DAI fund, here's the basket of assets that we have that we're deploying capital to in decentralized AI. Now, we saw this. We said, look, BitTensor is at 2% of this basket. I think there was like Render, Near Protocol. Near
the graph.
The graph that were all above BitTensor. Yeah. And we said, okay, look, this is extremely bullish. We came on this show and we made a prediction. We actually called it to the percentage. We said, look, what we're going to see over the next few months is BitTensor get up to 30%. We called it. And lo and behold, what is it today? 30%+. It's the largest holding in the Grayscale basket for two reasons. One, Grayscale is continuing to buy BitTensor. And two, price appreciation, right? As the price goes up, the weighting of the portfolio goes up. So we nailed that, but that's just going to continue to grow because BitTensor is undoubtedly the king of AI. So when you have Grayscale, one of the largest investment VC funds in crypto, making a decentralized AI basket, BitTensor is going to dominate that long term. There's no question.
100%. Yeah, I see some of those other projects in there, and I'm like, it's not really a metaverse play.
No, decentralized.
Why is that in there?
Yep.
Maybe it's just, I don't know, just to attract other investors who like those followings and introduce them to BitTensor. I'm not sure, but like you said, the Grayscale AI Fund is adding more and more TAU to it, more BitTensor. Yes, they have Foundry, one of the largest validators on the BitTensor network, which is also one of the largest Bitcoin miners in the world. So there's a lot of things that are occurring there. What we've also seen over the past while is the amount of subnets that are now active on the BitTensor ecosystem. I think there's something like 52 subnets that are now active and all contributing in some way or form. That number is anticipated to get up to somewhere around 1,000. When we first started talking about BitTensor, there was no subnets. Mm-hmm. And it was just like this anticipation of. And once these subnets came online, it's important because now the overall, if you look at this picture, it's like each one of these little dots is a subnet and they're sharing the information with all the other ones so that it can grow faster and it can learn and adapt quicker. So now we have 52 subnets. The moment those first subnets came online, the price of TAU went crazy, went ballistic. Some of them I wanted to kind of highlight because we are eventually going to start to see more of these front-end facing apps that people are going to start using and not even realize that's powered by BitTensor. Mm-hmm. So you have like something like Corcel, which is like a chat GPT version. You have this other thing, it's a search engine like Google, Sybil. Mm-hmm. The good thing about when it's decentralized on BitTensor too is you're not necessarily getting like this bias that you see with Google and OpenAI. Right. When you search certain things, it just gives you like some bullshit answer.
Yep.
That's because it's taking shitty algorithms. BitTensor is decentralized, so you're getting all that stuff. So all the cool things like the trading signals, Bitcoin price prediction by Tauschi, yeah. AI optimized DeFi yields, which we're like really heavy on, and that's sturdy. That's one of the only projects out there on BitTensor that has a token. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to capitalize on the tailwinds of BitTensor, look at Sturdy Finance. That thing is going ballistic right now. Mm-hmm. Then you have you can rent GPUs, which is a huge thing for rendering and all that stuff, generate 3D models. This is what I really like. These two cool are really cool. Detect AI-generated text, so you can figure out, when people are in class and stuff, and are they just using ChatGPT or is it fake? And then you also have a deep fake detection with BitMind AI on subnet 34. So there's a lot of really cool subnets that are doing stuff that I think we're going to start to see in the everyday utility of the world.
And also BetTensor.
Yeah. Like
the AI sports betting, data analysis. It's kind of early stages, but a really cool one. So yeah, just to your point, there's so many cool things that are being built on BitTensor. And I think this is the progression. I'm going to go ahead and make another prediction here of what I think is going to happen with BitTensor. So right now what you're seeing is larger industry figureheads are starting to talk about it, right? Like first it was like industry insiders, analysts like us, buying it cheap. Then the progression in crypto is like, okay, you start to see like funds start to buy it. VCs are adding it to their bags. Then you see someone like Chamath is starting to go on podcasts and start to shill BitTensor. And then you see the founder of Google and, Elon Musk is liking. So you're starting to see like bigger industry figureheads in crypto and outside of crypto, just in the investing community, start to talk about BitTensor. But what's needed for BitTensor to reach really critical mass and reach retail mass adoption where like you could, if you go down the street and you ask someone about Bitcoin or Ethereum, they've probably heard of it, right? We're nowhere near that with BitTensor. No one knows about it. But what we're going to need to see is like a really cool AI app that's built on BitTensor, like you said, and no one even knows it's on BitTensor until like the word gets out. So and the cool thing about BitTensor, it's like this developer moat, right? Because when you build an AI app on BitTensor, you get access to the decentralized open source AI algorithm that is all of the BitTensor subnets. So when you have like 50 or 60 or eventually 1,000 BitTensor subnets all developing AI, if one makes a breakthrough, they all get to share the breakthrough, right? Mm. So it's this snowball effect, and there's a moat being built around BitTensor as the first mover in AI that at this point, it's too far. Like, it's so hard to catch up to what BitTensor is doing. So what you're going to see is a lot of, it's like a brain drain of AI developers that are going to be going into BitTensor as opposed to like going towards OpenAI. And you're going to have all these amazing developers start to build AI apps on BitTensor. And eventually, one day, someone's going to build a really cool AI app, mobile app, website, whatever, that everyday people are going to start to use. And then when the word gets out that BitTensor is powering that, that could be the light bulb moment that absolutely sends BitTensor from a little known crypto project to a household name that I said at the start of the episode, like Bitcoin, Solana, or Ethereum. And like, again, I always say this on this show, like, do you want to be in BitTensor before that happens? Or do you want to be in Tao after that happens? Do you want to chase the green candle or do you want to buy now? I know it seems like it's at a high in the chart, but like, this is still early days.
Yeah, look, it's with a current market cap of 4 to 5 billion, OpenAI with its valuation of 100 and something billion. When you look at what Microsoft and BlackRock are doing with their AI fund with her $30 billion, this is still early days. You know, AI is, it's going to end up taking over the world, unfortunately.
Yep.
But, you know, you want it to be decentralized because then you don't have these evil powerheads taking control. And look at what's happening at OpenAI. Sam Altman's losing all. Why does it seem like every day there's a new person leaving the organization?
Scary.
Something scary is happening over there.
Yeah.
And why is it that every day a new person stepping into BitTensor? Like, one's attracting talent, one's losing talent. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to be?
Yeah, 100%.
I like to be on the side that's attracting the talent. There was this BitTensor and Google had like this conference thing that they're running together. So that was really cool. And that's when the co-founder of YouTube retweeted this thing between Google. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a Google subnet soon. And I think that's when we start to see things really kick off. And I think that's going to end up being one of those catalysts that propel this from, you know, $600-$700 up to like $2,000. Once Google gets in there, think of the possibilities.
Yeah.
And then, and to me, that just signifies like, all right, if Google now sees the writings on the wall, they have to join.
For sure.
Otherwise, you can get left behind.
Exactly. Can't beat them, join them, right?
So I think that's what's going to happen.
And amongst all these bullish catalysts, if we haven't convinced you that BitTensor is the next big thing by now in the episode, listen to this. People forget that BitTensor has the same tokenomics as Bitcoin, right? 21 million tokens, 21 million. And BitTensor has not even gone through one halving yet.
Mm.
Look at what happened with Bitcoin in the halving. Every time Bitcoin's gone through four halvings now, every time the Bitcoin halving goes, the rewards for mining Bitcoin went down. Thus, supply shock was seen, and the price went on a massive bull run four times in a row. BitTensor is new, but it hasn't even gone through one halving yet.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen to the price of BitTensor when we have multiple tailwinds converging, such as more people using the subnets, more people learning about it, plus less Tau being rewarded from miners and thus a supply shock? There is just an incredible amount of converging bullish factors for BitTensor. The first halving is not until mid next year. I think October of 2025.
September, October
2025. So just wait until that happens to see what BitTensor Tau can really do.
Absolutely. Look, so one other catalyst I'm really keeping my eye on here is a smart contract integration. So I liken this to when the subnets came online. And I made a post about this on Twitter when it was like November of 2023 or something. I said, look, once these subnets start to come online, potentially going to be unstoppable. Price went from like $100 all the way up to $700. I see smart contracts coming into BitTensor, and it's going to make a huge difference. So I'll read it out. The Open Tensor Foundation, which supports BitTensor, announced that they are preparing to launch EVM, which is Ethereum Virtual Machine, smart contracts on the BitTensor blockchain. This integration will enable trustless token bridges and other enhanced functionalities for AI subnets. This is going to expand the platform's capabilities and ecosystem. So essentially what you're going to do is you're going to start to see all this Ethereum money flow into BitTensor and all the cross-chain interoperability all the expansion that's happening on BitTensor is now going to receive all the funding and all the liquidity from Ethereum.
Right.
So this smart contract thing, I think, is going to be actually a massive catalyst for BitTensor as well.
Another bullish catalyst.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one after another this is why you see we are so bullish on this project and why we think that by the end of this bull run cycle, it will be up there with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana. Like, this is the only one, in our opinion, that the world is going to know about. Obviously, we're bullish on many projects, but in terms of like large caps, like, we don't really talk about a lot of large caps because the risk to reward is not generally there for us. But with BitTensor, like, the sky is the absolute fucking limit here. And we have to remind you that you can stake TAU, right? Mm. Like, we've been long-term staking, what's the APY, like 15, 20% or something?
Yeah, somewhere between 15 and 20, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
For a large cap token that's now near the top 20, mm. getting 15 to 20% on this shit? Man, we're printing money here.
It's pretty crazy.
I don't know why you guys aren't listening to us.
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
I mean, look, like, this is one of the best projects in crypto. It is so legit. This is the future of AI, decentralized AI, all that kind of stuff. We're going to keep you guys updated on everything you need to know about BitTensor, all the developments with the subnets, any sort of small cap BitTensor ecosystem play. So if you like this kind of BitTensor content, make sure to subscribe.
And then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.